Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to chop a sample in Ableton Live 12 and give it that stretchy, human, old-school jungle and drum and bass feel using groove pool tricks. So we're not just randomizing timing for chaos. We're shaping a pocket that feels tight, but still alive. That's the sweet spot. What we're building is a 4-bar phrase that sits naturally over a 174 BPM DNB groove, with a little push and pull, a little swing, and enough character to sound like it could live in a classic sample bass track. Think vintage energy, but inside a modern Ableton workflow. First thing, set your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. 174 is a great starting point. Then get a basic drum foundation happening. Kick, snare on 2 and 4, some hats with a bit of movement, and maybe a simple sub or rolling bass line. Keep it minimal for now. The chop needs to breathe with the drums, not fight them. Now pick a sample that actually wants to be stretched. That means something with identity. A vocal stab, a reggae phrase, a Dusty Rhodes chord, a horn hit, a percussive break fragment, something with transience and a little sustain. In jungle, grit is your friend. If the sample already has a bit of wobble, noise, or take flavor, even better. Don't reach for something too clean if you want that old record feel. Drag the sample into an audio track and open clip view. Turn warp on. This part matters. Before we get clever with groove, we need the sample basically locked to the project tempo. Choose your warp mode based on the material. Beats works well for percussive chops. Complex or Complex Pro is better for full musical phrases. Tones can be nice for monophonic melodic bits. If the sample has strong repeating transients, you can also explore Live 12 transient loop options for a more bitey, chopped feel. The key is, get it in time first. Don't overstretch it yet. If the warp markers are messy, fix that now, because Groove Pool won't magically save a badly warped clip. Next, chop the sample into playable pieces. You've got two solid approaches here. One is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That's great if you want fast programming and a finger drum style workflow. Use transient slicing for rhythmic material, or 1/8 and 1/16 slices if the source is dense. The other approach is to keep it as audio and manually edit regions or duplicate clips, which can feel more like old tape-style chopping. For this lesson, I want you thinking in a hybrid way. Get performance control, but keep the vibe loose. Now make a basic phrase. You do not want every hit perfectly lined up like a spreadsheet. Jungle and old-school DNB live in that space where the sample feels performed. Start with maybe 6 to 10 hits across 4 bars. Put one chop on the grid, then let the next one answer a little late, then maybe a pickup slightly early. A good move is to have your main chop land cleanly, then place the reply a touch behind the beat. That contrast creates the stretch feeling you hear in classic edits. Here's where Groove Pool starts doing the magic. Open the Groove Pool and try a subtle swing groove, maybe an MPC-style groove or a swing 16-type feel. You want this to be light, not obvious. For jungle vibes, start with timing around 15-25%, random very low, like 0-3%, and velocity maybe 10-20%. Keep it subtle. Too much swing and suddenly it feels like a different genre. We're after micro-movement, not a cartoon bounce. If you have a break loop or a reference clip with the right feel, you can extract the groove from that too. That's a really powerful move. Right-click the clip, extract groove, and save it to the Groove Pool. Then apply that groove to your chop. This is a great way to inherit the feel of a classic breakbeat and make your sample sit inside the same rhythmic DNA as the drums. Apply the groove to the chop clip, then listen in context with the break and bass. This is super important. A groove that sounds amazing solo can suddenly feel wrong when the full section is playing. Always judge the chop in the arrangement, not in isolation. That's one of the biggest producer mistakes people make. Now, when I say stretch it, I do not mean just stretching the audio massively. I mean stretch the feel. Let the groove create the movement. Use warp markers to nudge certain hits a little earlier or later. Let a longer tail bloom into the next beat. Keep the transient sharp where you want the chop to punch, and let the tail do some of the rhythmic talking. In jungle, the end of a sound can matter just as much as the start. If you're working with MIDI chops, groove the triggers, but still move a few notes by hand. Don't let every slice hit the exact same way. A tiny late note, a slightly early pickup, a hit that lands just behind the snare. Those little choices are what make it feel human. Now let's give the chop some attitude with stock Ableton devices. A good starting chain for audio might be EQ8, saturator, maybe drum bus, then a subtle delay or short reverb. Use accuate to clear out unnecessary low end, especially if the chop is mid-range only. If it's muddy around the low mids, clean that up too. Saturator can add some drive and a little soft clip character. Drum bus can give it some extra grit without turning it into mush. Keep reverb short and filtered so you don't smear the rhythm. In DNB, clarity matters. If your chop isn't simpler or sampler, you can also use Redux for a bit of crunchy old-school texture or utility to manage width, or auto-pan very lightly for motion. But keep the core sound mid-focused. Let the sub live in the bass. Let the chop own the character range. Now comes the arrangement thinking. This is where a lot of people either overdo it or leave it static. You want contrast. Maybe the drums are fairly stable, while the chop has more human elasticity. That contrast is what makes the pocket feel animated. Try making one version of the chop a little looser in bar 2, then slightly tighter again in bar 3, or alternate groove intensity every 2 bars. That subtle shift can keep the loop feeling alive without having to rewrite the whole thing. A classic move is to use the chop in different roles. In the intro, it might be filtered and sparse. In the drop, it becomes the hook. In a breakdown, it can stretch out with more reverb and fewer hits. In a switch-up, reverse one slice, mute another slice, or shift one note slightly out of place on purpose. One deliberately wrong hit can become the memorable moment if you place it with intention. And don't forget the tail of each chop. Sometimes shortening the tail makes the groove feel faster and tighter. Sometimes letting one note ring a little longer creates more bounce and tension. That tiny envelope choice can change the whole feel of the phrase. If you want darker, heavier energy, keep the groove subtle and use it to create tension, not sweetness. Slightly late vocal chops, staggered stabs just before the snare, or a tiny push on the last hit before the drop can create menace without sounding cheesy. Add some grit with saturator, redux, or a drum bus. If the chop and bass are stepping on each other, use a little sidechain or volume automation so the sample blooms in the gaps. A really good jungle trick is to chop into the negative space of the break. Listen for the spaces after the snare or between kick hits and ghost notes. That's where the sample can jab in and out without cluttering the groove. The emptier the pocket, the harder a well-placed chop can hit. Once the basic phrase feels good, commit it. Consolidate or bounce it if needed, then listen again and refine any problem hits by hand. Groove is a performance tool, but the best results usually come from a combination of groove plus manual edits. Use the groove to get the vibe, then do the final polish yourself. For arrangement, think like a DNB record. In the intro, use a filtered version with reverb tails and fewer hits. In the build, open the filter and add more density. In the drop, let the full chop phrase come through, maybe layered with a second version an octave up or down. In the breakdown, stretch the chop more and pull back the drums. In the switch-up, change the groove amount or move one slice early to jolt the listener a bit. Here's a great practice exercise. Take a 2-4 second sample, warp it properly at 174 BPM, slice it to MIDI with transient slicing and build a 4-bar phrase using 6 to 10 hits. Then apply a groove with timing around 15-25%, random low, velocity around 10-20%. Add EQ8, saturator, and delay. In the last bar, include one reversed chop, one delayed chop, and one empty gap for tension. If you want to push further, make 3 versions. One tight and dry, one looser with more groove and delay, one darker, filtered, and more swung. Then compare them. Which one feels most like old school jungle? Which one hits hardest? Which one gives the drums the best space? That comparison process is where your ear really levels up. So to recap, warp the sample correctly first. Chop it into playable fragments, use groove pool for subtle human movement, keep the timing changes intentional, and let the chop interact with the snare and bassline instead of sitting on top of them. Add a little grit, a little space, and a little variation across the arrangement, and now your chop feels like part of the rhythm section instead of just a loop. That's the vibe here. Small edits, strong groove, controlled chaos, classic jungle energy, but built cleanly inside Ableton Live 12.